At the annual conference of advanced criminal psychology, Dr. Amsterdam and myself skipped the afternoon seminar on offending behaviours within gated communities and went into town to go nicking stuff. In Halford, he pilfered a shiny aluminium gizmo for measuring the tread depth on a car tyre and I nabbed a four-digit combination lock. In the gardening section of John Lewis's, he filched the butterflies of the British countryside wall chart while I pocketed a squirrel-proof bird feeder. In Pound Stretcher, he whipped a small tin of magic stain remover and I helped myself to a signed 2005 official McFly calendar in Spec Savers. He purloined a pair of silver-rimmed varifocals and I lifted an origami snowflake from the window display. In Waterstones, he slipped an unauthorised biography of disgraced South African cricket captain Hansi Cronje inside his raincoat and I sneaked out with an original magnetic poetry kit. In Oxfam, he appropriated a 500-piece Serengeti at Dusk jigsaw and I swiped a set of six coasters designed by authenticated Aborigines. Then with our laminated delegate pastor streaming over our shoulders on lanyards of pink and purple ribbon, we legged it out of the precinct and across the park. And from the high iron bridge, we slung the lot over the ornate railings into the filthy river below, until every last item of merchandise had either sunk without trace or was drifting away downstream. "Remind me, Stephen, why we do this," said Dr. Amsterdam. I said, "I really don't recall." Peeling a brown calfskin glove from the cold, moulded fingers of his prosthetic hand, he said, "Let's make this our last, shall we?" We shook on the deal and even managed a partial embrace. A mute swan pecked idly at a paisley-patterned chiffon scarf before it picked up speed and slithered.